When I first started, I said that this is a very simple and straightforward issue. The question is, when was the policyholder required to pay a premium under the terms of the policy? All opposing counsel had to do was come up here and tell you where in the policy it says that Johnson & Johnson was required to make a premium payment before the end of the grace period. And he didn't do it, just because he can't do it. Instead, what you heard were analogies about gas tanks, the general definition of grace period that's used in other policies. You didn't get any reference to the terms of the policy. Judge Stewart, to your point, you mentioned that payment of premiums shouldn't be a mystery. What did the parties bargain for? This is exactly what the parties bargained for. They bargained to have a planned annual premium. That's the planned premium. It's not required to be paid. The plan when the policy was issued is pay this premium every year, and that will sustain the policy. You can pay more than that, or you can not pay it at all. It gives the policyholders